Well, that might just mean constipation. Well, so long as they're philosophical about it. The city of Ephebe surrounded them. Dogs barked. Somewhere a cat yowled. There was that general susurration of small comfortable sounds that shows that out there a lot of people are living their lives. And then a door burst open down the street and there was the cracking noise of a quite large wine amphora being broken over someone's head. A skinny old man in a toga picked himself up from the cobbles where he had landed and glared at the doorway.
I'm telling you, listen, a finite intellect, right, cannot, by means of comparison, reach the absolute truth of things, because by being, by nature, indivisible truth excludes the concept of more or less, so that nothing but truth itself can be the exact measure of truth. You bastards, he said.
Someone from inside the building said,
Oh yeah, says you.
The old man ignored Brother, but with great difficulty pulled a cobblestone loose and hefted it in his hand. Then he dived back through the doorway. There was a distant scream of rage.
Ah, philosophy, said Om.
Brother peered cautiously round the door. Inside the room, two groups of very nearly identical men in togas were trying to hold back two of their colleagues. It is a scene repeated a million times a day in bars around the multiverse. Both would-be fighters growled and grimaced at one another and fought to escape the restraint of their friends, only, of course, they did not fight too hard because there is nothing worse than actually succeeding in breaking free and suddenly finding yourself all alone in the middle of the ring with a madman who is about to hit you between the eyes with a rock.
Yep, said Om. That's philosophy right enough.
But they're fighting.
A full and free exchange of opinions, yes.
Now that Brother could get a clearer view, he could see that there were one or two differences between the men. One had a shorter beard and was very red in the face and was waggling a finger accusingly.
"He bloody well accused me of slander," he was shouting.
"I didn't!"
shouted the other man.
You did. Tell him what you said.
Look, I merely suggested to indicate the nature of paradox, right, that if Zeno the Ephebian said, "All Ephebians are liars,"
See, he did it again.
No, listen. Then, since Zeno himself is an Ephebian, this would mean that he himself is a liar, and therefore...
Zeno made a determined effort to break free, dragging four desperate fellow philosophers across the floor.
I am going to lay one right on you, pal.
Brother said,
Excuse me, please.
The philosophers froze. Then they turned to look at Brother. They relaxed by degrees. There was a chorus of embarrassed coughs.
"Are you all philosophers?" said Brother.
The one called Zeno stepped forward, adjusting the hang of his toga.
"That's right," he said. We're philosophers. We think, therefore we am."
"Ah,"
said the luckless paradox manufacturer automatically. Zeno spun round.
"I've just about had it up to here with you, Ibid," he roared.
He turned back to Brother.
"We are, therefore we am," he said confidently. "That's it."
Several of the philosophers looked at one another with interest.
"Yeah, that's actually quite interesting," one said. "The evidence of our existence is the fact of our existence. Is that what you're saying?"
"Shut up," said Zeno without looking round.
"Have you been fighting?" said Brother.
The assembled philosophers assumed various expressions of shock and horror.
"Fighting? Us? We're philosophers," said Ibid, shocked. "My word, yes," said Zeno.
"But you were, Brother began. Zeno waved a hand.
"The cut and thrust of debate," he said. "Thesis plus antithesis equals hysteresis," said Ibid. "The stringent testing of the universe, the hammer of the intellect upon the anvil of fundamental truth."
"Shut up," said Zeno.
"And what can we do for you, young man?"
"Ask them about gods,"
Om prompted.
I want to find out about gods," said Brother.
The philosophers looked at one another.
"Gods," said Zeno. We don't bother with gods. Relics of an outmoded belief system, gods."
There was a rumble of thunder from the clear evening sky.
"Except for blind Io of the thunder god," Zeno went on, his tone hardly changing.
Lightning flashed across the sky.
And Cubal the fire god," said Zeno.
A gust of wind rattled the windows.
Flatulus, the god of winds, he's all right too," said Zeno.
An arrow materialized.